Okay, Rabosai. I want to look for a moment at Tosfos, Dibra Maska le'ed echad ne'eman b'yisurin, the second one. Says Tosfos, this has been the havamina that ed echad ne'eman b'yisurin is why the shliach is ne'eman say v'nei nechman. Says Tosfos, hechshar v'enu tam. Everyone knows you get these two Edim. There's not really a Havamina in the Gemara that you can have a get with an Eid Echad. So if a get needs two Edim, obviously a divorce is not Yisurin. Obviously they knew all along in Dabashar, Pachas Mishnayim, or Kazik Yisur Deishdesh. Clearly, get needs two Edim. So what's the Havamina of Eid Echad Nevon Yisurin? So answers, Tosos, a somewhat cryptic answers, but T-Rates, the Hachi Kamer, the Echanem, Yisur, the Eganesh, Ikraget, Nasek, Farah. No, the Ikraget was already made with two Edim. Shumain Tarka, the Gilan Milsa, Levin, Lashma, Nefta. We only need to reveal if it's Lashma. Meaning, the Ged has two Edim. That's clear. We know Havmina that divorce could have one Edim. The Havmina is just the Ged has two Edim, and you only need to know if it's Lashma, for that one Edim is good enough. Question is, what exactly is the svara of that havamina, and what is the maskana? So, here there are a few different deos to explain, either to explain within Tosfos or to explain parallel to Tosfos. What exactly this havamina that clearly they knew a get needs to aid them? If a get needs to aid them, why would the Yuli Mils of Lashma only need one aid? One possibility is the Rav Chaim. Says Rav Chaim here in the stencil. Ayin, Tosos, etc. And he suggests the Ha the Ve'ina Shnei Edim Shtar V'Shin Din Shtar Shabaget. The Get Din Shtar Bo Rashmu Yishtar V'Ina Shnei Edim Shlomishim Dover Shabat Erva. Okay, so he's suggesting this is an alternative to Tosos, and the Devar Yechezkel, he says maybe this is Pshat in Tosos. So maybe you can say, what's the Havi? The Havi is that you don't need two Edom to get because of Dine Edos. No, Dine Edos, one Edos is good enough. The Havi mean a divorce is Yisurin. Here it is Yisurin. So why do you need two Edom to get? Midin Sharos. Because the get has to be a Yechezkel Shal Shtar, and the definition of a Shtar is that there are two Edom on it. The Beaver of the Gershon, one Eid is good enough, but a Chetzer Shtar needs two Eidim. That's the suggestion for the Havamina of Rukhayim, and that is something that we'll have to talk about a lot. Like, what is this idea of a Chetzer Shtar, and what does that have to do with Gerushin? So let's just, what's the Havamina that Eid Echad Ne'eman b'Yisurin, but the get needs two Edim. Says Rav Chaim, and the Divrei Yechezkel, if you get a chance to look at it, says he thinks maybe this is what Tosfos means. Okay, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Says Rav Chaim that, no, Bivur Gerushin in the Havamina, of course. It's all the Havamina. Is Yisurin. Nitzagi Eid Echad. But a Chetzer Shel Shtar needs two Eidim. Again, it has to be a Shtar. A Shtar is defined as an Eidus of two Eidim. This is a big Kiddush. Why is it a big Kiddush? So, Rav Chaim in the continuation hints at this, but the Achronim ask that this is not so pashut. Even, you know, it's always hard to tell what could be good enough to be a Havamina. But it's not so pashut. It certainly does not seem to be pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Toin Benitan Perek Dal Halacha Ches, Shtar Shiyush Bo Eid Echad V'Tan Shepra'o, etc. If I have a shtar with one eighth that says you borrowed 1,000 shekel, and you say, what's the din of it? One eighth, it's mechayev b'shvuah, right? So you should have to swear you didn't borrow 1,000 shekel, and this is not our topic at all. You say you admit you borrowed 1,000 shekel, but you repaid it, so you chayev b'shvuah, but you can't swear because you admitted that you borrowed 1,000 shekel, so you have to pay. What do we see from this Rambam? Torah b'nithan dalet per dalet ches. If I have a shtar with one eighth that you owe me 1,000 shekel, then you owe me 1,000 shekel, right? Then that's a valid shtar. It's an 8 shtar, not a 2 shtar. But it's still a valid shtar. It still is an 8 shtar. Otherwise, you throw it in the garbage and say, and say, who cares? Who cares what one person wrote on a piece of paper? So this is at least against the Rambam. The Rambam thinks you can have a chetzah shel shtar with, you can have a chetzah shel shtar with 1/8. Okay, but it could be Tosus held that we call the shtar needed 2 adim, and the way it works is you can get tzura of a shtar. And a shtar has 2 adim, perhaps a part of the Tosus, so that's the point. Against Rambam Helkos, Cohen, the Nitan, Dalet Fes, the Savar, the Yesh Shtar, okay, Seder, but maybe that's what Tosus meant. In the Havmin, we thought it was a din of shtar, not a din of beer. Another possibility was said here by the, but that's a big assumption, was said by the Chassam Sofer. What did the Chassam Sofer here say? He said that we know that, and this is a, this is going to come up again and again also in this Masechet, there's what the Achronim call Eidos Lekiyum HaDavar and Eidos Lebirur HaDavar. Even some of you shown him Eidos Lekiyum HaDavar and Eidos Lebirur HaDavar. Eidos Lebirur HaDavar means what we normally think of as testimony. You need Eidim to prove something. Right? That's what we have in Dini Mamados. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Samad Dalet Lo Ivri Sadi El Lashakri. Right? Witnesses are there to prove that someone's telling the truth or lying. In Davar Sheba Erva Davka, and one of these days we'll explore why. In Davar Sheba Erva, besides Eidos Lebirur HaDavar, you need Eidos Lekiyum HaDavar, right? If I'm the Kaddish a woman in front of one aid, again, let's just do the contrast. If I lend you money in front of one or zero aidim, the loan is Chal, you owe me the money 100 million gazillion percent. I just might not be able to prove it if you lie, right? And so too for most things. However, if I'm a Kaddish, a woman, I say, Rebbe Kadesh Lee Kedabazu, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, I give her a Tabas, it's worth a Pruta, everything, Kedasu Kedin, in front of zero or one Eidim, then it's, even if everyone admits it, no one lies, everyone knows the truth, it's just not Chal, right? It's not a matter of proving it, it's not Chal in the first place. Likewise, when it comes to Gerushin. Right? If I, like when it comes to Gerushin, and perhaps even Yivam and Chalitza, that's, okay, all Inyan that we will have to get to at some point. But certainly with regards to Kiddushin and Gerushin, if I divorce my wife with one aid, then it's not a matter of who's lying and who's telling the truth and proving it afterwards. She's not divorced. Like Aliva the Emes, up in Shemayim, she's not divorced. She's 100% an Ashes Ish. It's just not Chal with that Aidim. That's what we call Aidos Lekiyom HaTavar. Right? And specifically by Kiddushin and Gerushin, and, you know, maybe Yibam and Chalitza, by Davar Sheba Erva, and Eidos Lekiyum HaTavar. So, says the Chassam Sofer, maybe that's shot in this Havamina. Of course the get needs 2 adim. That is for Kiyum HaTavar. You need 2 adim just to make it happen, not to prove anything. To make it happen, you need 2 adim. Eidos Lekiyum HaTavar. However, to prove what happened, for Beaver, 1 8 is good enough. Because in the Havmina, it's just Isurim. So for Beaver, 1 8 is good enough. But for Kiyum HaDavar, you need 2 adim. So if you're asking what's on the get, that's for Kiyum HaDavar. The Etzem HaDavar needs 2 adim just to make it happen, not to prove it happened. Won't be enough to prove it happened. Basically, if I gave my wife a get in front of 2 adim, and then 1 8 came later and said, I was there and I saw it given in front of me and someone else, he would be good enough proof. As long as there are 2 adim there to make it happen. That's what Chassam Sofer here suggests. That's what Chassam
Sofer here suggests that Eidos Libirer Gerushin Eid Echad Neman Beisurin. We say not money.
Eid Echad Neman Beisurin.
However, Eidos Likiyom Hazavar. That you need
to aid him. That's what he suggests. He's also the sheikh here. We think one aid can testify who's married and divorced, as long as it happened in front of two aidim. And that might fit into the lashon of Tosos. Gilui milsa means a birur as opposed to ikra that means kiyum. Okay, it would fit in nicely the lashon of Tosos. The problem this comes so far is that
that's the blessing. The shema, I mean, the star of the top of the shema might not be a get.
Okay, that doesn't bother me yet. Still, there were two edim there at the time. That's for kiyum hadavar. The problem is this is divorcing edus labirur hadavar from edus lakiyum hadavar, which is a bit strange. Why is it so strange? Now, again, it's a havmina, so it's always hard. You know, you say, oh, the havmina was strange. Okay, maybe the havmina was strange, not necessarily such a kasha. But this is still a big kiddush, because how do we know you need edus lakiyum hadavar by gittin and kiddushin? So the Gemara says, because it says erevas dover, 2 days ago in the wing. It says, Al Pishnaim Edim Yakum Dover, 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 Mama, we learn that Ain Dover Shav Erev Pops Mishnaim. And that's why the Gemara says you need Edus Lakiyama Dover. So it sounds like you need Edus Lakiyama Dover learned from the Psukim of Al Pishnaim Edim Yakum Dover, which is talking about Bir HaDover. So it'll be a strange Havamina. Meaning there is no other Pasuk for Kiyam except for Xer Shava from Bir.
How does
No, the Kiyum HaDavar. Where do the Edom have to be Mekayim? Yeah, okay. Anyway, this is a big kiddush. It could be in the Havamina, and Joe wants to say it works well in the Lashon. Possible, but I'm not 1,000% convinced. And I think it would be more meduyuk to say, like the Rav suggests here, and also I think I put the Divrei Yechezkel in brackets, and I thought this was the most pashut shot in Tosos, but I'll tell you why in a moment. Sorry, just give me half a second here. Because this phrase Gilui Milsa is also, well, it's not clear what it means, but it's also found in the Gemara in Yevamos that talks about Neid Echad. In Yevamos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara says it's talking about the Lashon of a Shtar Chalitza. Okay, a woman does Chalitza. How does she prove she's allowed to remarry? So Bez Der Mitzvah serves a certain Shtar Chalitza, and there was a... Again, nothing to do with getting the husband writes the wife the get, and that's the way it happens. That's the process of gerushin. Over here, Chalitza says in the Torah, 2 days ago we learned how to do it. But how does she prove it afterwards? Merely as a matter of fever. So Baz Der Mitzvah Shtar that says we did a kedasu kedin. And the Gemara here explains all the fine print, and what is the first thing they have to say? That the Bez has to write, Eich plonis bas ploni ikarvis yas ploni yavama kadmana levedina. The ish the mod inhu the achua the misna me abaninhu. Bez Der Mitzvah first thing, right? Plonis brought Plony in. Maybe she, right? Let's say the woman wants to remarry someone else. If she's even a tenth clever, she'll just give some homeless guy $20 and say, "Come say you're my brother-in-law and do chalitza with me," right? So this is not ish the mod inhu. We recognize that he's in fact the brother, the paternal brother, of the nifter. Okay, so the Gemara asks, how do they know? One says you need two eidim, and the other says even one eid, even a possible eid. Basically, it's one eid or two eidim. It's a gilui milsa, and therefore, even one eid, even a karav, even an isha, right, even a possible eidus, is neman. So we do have this phrase, gilui milsa, about one eid in the davar sheva erva, and that is in the Gemara, Yivam Islam and Testament Beis, with reference to recognizing the identity of the cholitz. In Lashon Mikra, he's the nechlatz, right? But in Lashon Chazal, he's the cholitz. It's a big machlok shoshona what it means there, but according to the riff, what does it mean? According to the riff there, and I'll admit, you'll come back and you say, that's the riff shot, it's not everyone's shot. I know it's not everyone's shot, but it's the riff shot. According to the riff, what does it mean, gilui milsa? The riff says, gilui milsa means that it's not a dover sheva erva. It's just a background detail. The dover sheva erva that they did chalitza, right? This, the fact that is he, what's this guy's name and who's his father, you know, if I bring this guy in and, you know, you should know he's Effie Wagner, you know, that's not a dover sheva erva. That's just a background detail. And the riff says, what do we see from here? We see from here that if you're just looking for some general background knowledge, then you can do with Eid Echad. And if then it turns out to tie into a matter of Dover Sheva Erva or a matter of Dini Mamonos, that's fine. You've established it. Gilui Milsa means you just established the nature of the matter. You just reveal the basic facts in the world through 1-8, because 1-8 is Neman on just basic facts. Those are like Yisurim. And even if it has a nafgamina for Dover Sheva Erva or a nafgamina for Mamonos, like here, the only reason he recognized it as a nafgamina for Dover Sheva Erva for Chalitza, that's still good enough. And Pashtus, I think that's what the Tosus means here. The Ikar Dover of Get is a Dover Sheva Erva. They knew all along that Get is a Dover Sheva Erva. That they knew all along Dover Sheva Erva, and Dover Sheva Erva, Mishnayim. Come on, you. They didn't know that, getting that, they didn't know the rule of Dover Sheva Erva, and Dover Sheva Erva, Mishnayim. You can never tell them the Havim, you know. No, of course they knew the rule of Dover Sheva Erva, Mishnayim. That's a very famous rule. They just thought that the Get is Dover Sheva Erva, Mishnayim. Whether or not it's Lishma, that's a background detail. That's like Ishmodinhu. That's a background detail. The Rav used an example. What if someone would testify that the sandal for Chalitza is made of leather and it's not artificial, made of plastic? So you need to aid him for that? No, that's just Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. That's just pointing out some basic background facts in the world. You put the background facts together and eventually you get to the Dover Sheva Erva. That's fine. Parallel to the Rambam's Isra Atzmo Be'Eid Echad Yuchzak. You can establish a fact with one aid, and then later build on it to be a Dover Sheva Erva, to be Onshin, to be Dini Mamonos, etc. So that's the Havmin of Tosos. There's a difference, of course, says Rav, and I really think it's Pashut Pshat, right? Says the Rav and others, and Alpi, the Rif, in Yidvamos, who has the Lashon of Gilui Milsa, and he, other people say Gilui Milsa means Milsa David Ligluye, but he says Gilui Milsa means it's merely a background fact. He says very Pashut. He says, of course, for Beaver, Dover Sheva Erva, of course, you need Shayim. That they knew even in the Havmina, that's the Ikra Dover. But a Gilui Milsa, a background fact, right?
Whoa.
Okay, you're making a lot of assumptions. Which are true according to some Rishonim. But nothing in that sentence was true according to all Rishonim.
Okay.
That is...
But it was true according to the Rambam, and that should affect the Rambam.
It's okay if the Havmin is not like a Rambam. Okay, Victor. Anyway, that I think is the most Pashut Pshat in Tosos. That Gilas, a background fact, needs 1-8.
But so the Maskana that you do need 2-8 for the
Rambam. Okay. Excellent question. Now we just have one interesting question to ask ourselves. Okay, now here's the interesting question. What is the Maskana? Meaning, for the first two Dales, the Maskana is not interesting at all. Right, the havmina is like, you know, it belongs in a loony bin. And the maskana is what normal people think. Okay, which is acceptable. You know, what's the maskana? That's obvious. Pat, birer, dover shiva erba, sarich, shnayim. Okay, like, we wonder why there was a havmina otherwise. Likewise here, birer, dover shiva erba, sarich, shnayim, like all normal people think. But what's the maskana if you take, which I think is the most pashup shana, go prove it. I think it's the most pashup shana tosus, at least, that Gilui Milsa is working off the riff shana Gilui Milsa in your Yavamos. You know, Tosus didn't have a copy of the riff. It's not a crazy shot that no one else could have thought of. So if so, what's the maskana? So, what are the two ways to read the maskana?
One is that the background.
Right? Okay. Right, that's what Effie was saying. No, you know what maskana is? What's the maskana? One way of reading maskana is that? No, that's not true. Maybe against the Rif and Yavamos. Who says the Rif and Yavamos is right? Not everyone agrees with the Rif and Yavamos. Not everyone agrees with the Rif shot in Yavamos. Right? Who says that's the right shot in the Gemara and Yavamos? Maybe the answer is that no. Even a background fact that leads to a Dover Sheva Erba needs Shnayim. Not so crazy, right? That's the difference between having Maskana. And you don't have to agree with the Rif and Yavamos. You have to agree that Ishmodimus was 1-8. That's Maskana Gemara. But you give a different explanation. You know what other people say? We believe 1-8 for Ishmodimhu because since it's something that everyone knows, we have a special rule, Melchizedek, that no one would lie about something that everyone in the world knows. Okay, that's a different rule. But we don't generally have a rule that we trust Ada Echad for background details. The Rav thought it was the Rapasha we do. No, who says? We trust Ada Echad for things that lead to Isurim, not for things that lead to Dabar Sheva Erba. Let's say the Ada Echad would come and say something, I don't know, the Ada Echad would come and say, you should know, there was more than a 60th milk poured into the stew and it's on the fire, it's Basma Chol Doraisa. So we would believe him. Even though it's a skazik hetera, it was biyado. He was around, he could have poured milk in, and he wouldn't have, because that's a big misser, but it was biyado. So we believe him, and we wouldn't eat the stew, and we would pour the stew down the toilet. What if, then, a guy takes the stew and goes to his girlfriend and says, I read mekudeshously, betav shel zek nash moser yisrael, right? And we want to know if she's an ishus ish or not. And after all, according to this guy's testimony, she's a pnuya, because Makadosh Bisur had not imposed in the Kedusha. Then we wouldn't believe him. We believe the background detail for Isser purposes and for Stam purposes, for like having fun in life purposes. But when it comes to serious matters, we don't believe him. It's not so crazy. Doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that we do. So it could be that, yes.
Why is it that
The Rambam thinks that. So either we could disagree with that Rambam. Meaning, remember when Medayik and Tosin Chulin who didn't hold like that Rambam? Maybe we don't hold like that Rambam. Or if you want to, you could say, you can make a chiluk. You could say, maybe we'll believe the Rambam because at the time he said it was Chelev, he only had a mind Yisurim. But over here, where at the time you're saying it, either Ishmodinhu or Lishma, you clearly are trying to lead, even in the beginning, you're only saying it to lead to Dabar Sheva Erba, at least in that case, we wouldn't believe you. So even if we might believe you in my case of the stew, but we wouldn't believe you in if you're only saying it for the sake of Dabar Sheva Erba. And we know that Ishmodinhu, they're only saying for the sake of Chalitza, not Stan for the sake of them telling the mailman where to deliver his telegram. And over here, he's only saying it for the sake of Gevashin. And this might be a question of, you know, why in Dabar Sheva Erba Pachas Mishnayim? Why in Dabar Sheva, you know, what the machlokes in the maskana, having the maskana? Then, it could be a very technical difference in the having the maskana. The difference is, like, this is the biggest technical issue in all of halachas. Do we look at two steps as one process or as two processes? You know, the having is to look at his two processes. First, he's telling you a background detail, then he's telling you Dabar Sheva Erba. And the maskana is to look at it one process. Come on, it's all one long Dabar Sheva Erba. Or you could say the nafkamina is the nafkamina is why in davar shebe'erev pachos me the nature of in davar shebe'erev pachos mishnayim. If you say just in serious matters we don't rely on inferior proofs, then lechora, even for background details in serious matters, you shouldn't rely on inferior proofs, and that's the maskana. If you say no, it's not inferior proofs. It's just that if a guy's coming to be lo yak mirach of the ish, to be made about a person, whether they get money or don't get money, who they're allowed to marry, etc., then we don't allow one person to get up against one person. If a guy's coming to talk about things, then we do allow one person to talk about things. And over here, he's not talking about the person's ability or disability or rights or lack of rights yet. And then we would allow the one person to speak.
That's the same. That would be, the Gabriel would be two moments.
Right, but none of these are the fitumo. Huh? I mean, none of these are the fitumo. All the key case side example, both from Yevamos and here, are people who know exactly what's going on. So let me just point out that according to this derech, right, which is an interesting derech, which is not what the Rav says, right, and not what you shouted, or you might have been about to shout. You can ask what's the havamina and maskana, or what's the svaras havamina and the svaras maskana. And here, I don't have a ton of makoros to back this up. I'll just flesh it out and we'll move on. One way of understanding is that the svaras havamina is that each step is treated as an independent beaver. And therefore, one beer is in a background detail, that's one aid. The next step is that someone's divorced or gets chalitza. That's a second step, and that needs two aid. First is no. All the steps, at least in a case like this, where they're being done with one purpose in mind, right, are treated as one general beer. Okay, and this is the biggest technical issue in all Arba Chelki Shulchan Aruch. When do you look at things as separate issues, and when do you look at things as one big issue? You know, that's a very, it's not the same answer in all Arba Chelki Shulchan Aruch and Kachem Taurus. But it's a very common question in Halacha, just whenever you need to be magdir things conceptually, you're going to get into the question of the granularity. Or you could view it as something a little more lundish, which I don't have any evidence of, but at least it's a suggestion. Here we're saying is that Ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim equals that Ein echad can't testify, right? Lo yakum Ein echad be'ish chol avon chalchatas can't testify about someone's, can't testify against someone. Say their marital status changed, to say their money is gone. Can't testify, right, against a person's money or status, but can testify about background details. Here, he's not testifying against someone. He's not coming. I'm not saying whether you're doing, let's say I say Ishmael Dinkum. I'm not saying whether she's Muteris L'Shuk or not. As a matter of fact, we all admit she's Ashur L'Shuk. We all admit she's the Levah. What'll happen in 5 minutes? Okay, but right now I'm just testifying about, who's who. Or, in our case, better in our case, right now I'm not testifying she's divorced. I'm not saying anyone's divorced. I'm just saying this get is L'Shma. The get being L'Shma is not L'Yokim B'Ish. I'm not going up against someone. I'm just talking about an object. What's the difference between a get being lishma and a stew being bas v'chalav, or a loaf of bread being kosher, as opposed to another way to say it is ein davar shebe'erva pach mishnayim means that ein echad is not completely believed, and we don't rely on an inferior bearer for serious matters. In which case, we should say even on the background details. So if it's just that, I'm two totally different conceptions in Dov Shem Erevah tonight. It's that Dov Shem Erevah like money is serious. Okay, now we all know from a Muslim perspective, we serve are serious. Okay, but money in Dov Shem Erevah is even more serious. After all, you know, as much as we're all Bali Musr and we take Yisurim very seriously, but you know, stealing people's money is even much worse if you take even more seriously, right? And Dover Shem Erevah, Gilei Raya, is even much worse if you take more seriously. Not to mention, of course, like Malkus and Mises Bezdin is even more serious. Okay, on serious matters, we only trust full proofs, and it's not a full proof. Okay, in which case, even on the background detail, we don't have a full proof. How can we rely on a partial proof, on a, you know, on a, maybe on a mistaber? We think it's okay. We think, if you're not sure, you're not sure even about the background details. You're not sure she's divorced because you're not sure it's Lashma. That's Maskana. So as the Eindam Shemar Rav saying, an Eichad doesn't make you sure. It just is what to rely on in some cases. But if you're not sure it's Lashma, you're not sure she's divorced, so how can we let her go marry another guy if you're not sure she's divorced? Maybe in the Havim is that no. An Ein Echad is not 100%. An Ein Echad is not 100%. However, an Ein Echad is only admissible when he's not coming up against an ish, when he's not coming to change someone's status or to take away someone's money. In which case, if the Ein Echad is coming on a background detail, like Ishmo Dinhu, or like Lishma, he should be Nema. He's not going to, up against anyone. He's not taking away anyone's marriage, not taking away anyone's freedom, not taking away anyone's money. He's just telling you about this get, so he's believed. And once he's, you know, and when he's believed, we believe him 100%. So it could be two very different ways of looking at Dov Shem Erevah Pasuk Shtayim. Ties back into some of our ways of looking at Eidach and Nemu Bisurin, right? If Eidach is completely immodest, then why is he not Nemu Bisurin? Because we don't let him talk against someone. Okay? But if he talks about a piece of paper, then he's 100% Neman. If an Eidach is just an immodest Bialma, but he's not really believed, then of course, everything he says, we're going to put an asterisk and say we think so, but we're not sure. And then we shouldn't be allowed to build on it. Okay. If anyone got a chance to see Nesivus in brackets, he seems to have made some sort of Tzvei Dinin on this. But I will leave that to you because I don't want to get too much into this.
According to the Rav, where do you draw the line between Gilui Milsa and Eitus Lebiru? Gilui Milsa is only by a prat, a background, or it's...
So Gilui Milsa is only by back, meaning there's the Misa itself versus the background to the Misa. I think that would be the chiluk. The Misa itself versus the background to the Misa. The Misa itself is Chalitza. The background is making sure that it's the right guy. The Misa itself is Nesina Saget. The background is that it has to be a good get. Now, of course, what is Joe jumping out of his seat to say, and Liad is almost jumping out of his seat to say, perhaps, is that what the Rav says. The Rav takes it in a different direction. Says the Rav, and this is echoed a little, like, you know, it was without necessarily all the details, even earlier than the Rav, in the Teferes Yaakov. The Teferes Yaakov Masechus Gittin is very, very long. I have a print copy at home. It's very intimidating. But Rav Yaakov Gesundheit, I got him to the Teferes Yaakov because his great-great-grandson, Dr. Gesundheit, works out well, no? Is a neighbor of mine. So he gives me all his great-grandfather's farm. He said this really rikitzer nimrats, and the Rav said it at great length and developed it a little more detail. Maybe what's maskana? It's not a havni maskana about klolei Dov Shem Erevah Pasuk Mishnayim. That's what we thought. Havni maskana about the rules of Dov Shem Erevah Pasuk Mishnayim. No, maybe the rules of Dov Shem Erevah Pasuk Mishnayim stay the same. The question, the riff stays the same. Ishmodenu is be'echad. Or as the Rav's example, to testify it's a kosher sandal for chalitza, that would be be'echad. To testify, you know, it's, you know, we got a little tricky. To testify it's kosher ink for writing a get, that ain't echad would be good enough. We trust ain't echad that's kosher ink for writing the get. You know, the we trust for the Eidach, it's a kosher sandal for chalitza, etc., etc. We will trust the Eidach that it's a kosher ring for Kiddushin. Yeah, Taka, we don't disagree with that. We say, look, what do you mean? You can need Shnei Eidim for like anything that ever happened to your whole life, so that'll all tie into a Davar Shema Erev or a Davar Shema Mamon at some point? Nah, we go through life, we trust the Eidach about all the background. The question is, how do we look at Lishma? The question is, how do we look at Lishma? Is Lishma a background detail? Or is Lishma part of the Maisa Gerushin? And maybe that's the difference. So what's the Maskana? The Maskana is that Lishma is not a background detail like Ishtimodinu. A very long word. And they're different yourselves. But in our Gemara it says Ishtimodinu. Yeah. Ishtimodinu. It's not a background detail. Like Ishtimodinu is clearly not part of the Chalitza. Knowing that the guy is this guy's brother, or this woman's brother-in-law, that's not part of the Chalitza. That's clearly just background detail. Part of the Chalitza is the Chalitza. How about writing the Yet Lishma? Right? We're not getting into writing versus Itzib versus Chasima. We'll call it all writing. How about writing the Get Lishma? Is writing the Get Lishma a background detail? Or is writing the Get Lishma part of the process of Gerushin? This is a very important Chakira that will accompany us all year long. What's this writing a Get business? Right? On the one hand, okay, I'll get ahead of myself a little. We'll come back to this. Correct. On the one hand, what's this writing a get business? On the one hand, writing a get is the background. The divorce is when he gives her the get. Of course he can't give her the get unless it's written. So it's like there's chalitza shuv. Right? That's why the Rebbe uses the example of chalitza shechel. Right? The chalitza shuv is a prop you need to do the maisa. Chalitza is actually very parallel maisa to Gerushin. Not physically, but in terms of its effect. Right? And a get is the prop you need in order to do the Maisa Gerushin. But the Maisa Gerushin is Nesinas Haget. The prop is the get. It's a background detail. And you're right, it's a very complex background detail. But it's a background detail. Or you could say, no, the Lashon of the Tiferes Yaakov here is very nice. He says, Haksiva Koresas Kemo HaNesina. Which is really, that's going to be the Chakira in half of this Masechet. What is Ketivat Haget? And specifically, perhaps, Ketivat Haget Lishma. Is it merely preparation of the right, a preparation of the right to prop? After all, there are things that need to be Lishma, but you wouldn't necessarily say that's the Maisa, like perhaps the Gvilin of a Sefer Torah, the parchment of the Sefer Torah, needs to have Ibud Lishma, right? The Tzitzis, perhaps, need to be all Lishma. Right, the tzitzis needs to be spun lishma, and the cloth of the Sefer Torah needs to be tanned lishma. Would you say that's part of the mitzvah? Would you say even that's part of tying the tzitzis? Would you say it's part of writing the Sefer Torah? No, that's merely preparing the props in advance. And you know what? Some props can be made shalom lishma, and some props need to be made lishma. But it's not part of the actual maisa. So not every lishma is part of the actual, is part of the actual. I don't know, you have to make matzah lishma. Does that mean that that's part of the mitzvah of achilas matzah? You know, and let's say it's part of the mitzvah of shmiras matzah, right? But, okay, maybe writing get lishma is just preparing the necessary materials for doing a gerushin. Or you could look at it very differently. After all, the Torah doesn't say v'nasan la sefer kritut katuv, right? The Torah says v'chasav la sefer krisos v'nasan v'yada, right? The Torah says v'chasav la sefer krisos v'nasan v'yada. Then, as the Tiferes Yaakov says very nicely, not as much amkus as the Rav, but just very pithy phrase, haktiva koretet kamo hanatina. Right? The writing is also part of the Maisa of Gerushin. The Maisa of Gerushin involves the writing and the giving, not just the giving. In which case, writing Lishma, that's not a background detail, that's part of the Maisa Gerushin. The fact that the Maisa Gerushin has many stages doesn't keep it from being a doesn't keep it from being a davar sheb'erva. What does the Rav add to this? And the now this is going to affect many, many, many questions that will occur throughout the second perek. Like, for example, in a more simple sense, how do we view the requirements of ketiva? Right? Who needs to do the ketiva? How does it need to be done, etc.? If it's just preparation, it'll be one thing. If it is part of the gerushin, then, for example, you might say the husband needs to do the ketiva, or at least conceptually. And even more tantalizing, what are the effects of ketiva? Right? Does ksiva create a mixus gerushin before the nesina? Probably not, but maybe yes. I mean, these are all things we'll have to get to. But what did the Rav add here? The Rav adds here, he says, you know what lishma means? Lishma isn't just stam, you have to do something lishma. The whole meaning of the din of lishma is that lishma means that the ksiva is part of the gerushin. That's the whole meaning of ksiva lishma. Ksiva lishma doesn't mean you have to think the right thought during ksiva. You also have to think the right thoughts during ksiva. Ksiva lishma means the ksiva has to be part of the gerushin. So, for example, when the Rambam says, I can't write a get for my wife before I marry her. Right? Okay. Now, obviously, I'd be a sort of crooked person. But let's say, I'm about to get married, so I tell the sofer, okay, write a get, so I'll have it ready as soon as I get married, so I can divorce her. I hope I didn't use an expensive caterer. That's pasul. Why is it pasul? That's not lishma. Rav says, what does that mean? It means lishma doesn't just mean you have to think for the sake of certain people. Lishma means that it has to be part of the process, that it's already part of the process of divorce, and therefore it has to be done for the right with the right das in mind. It says, I can't write a get for my wife, just like I can't divorce my wife before I marry her. I can't give her the get before I marry her because it doesn't make it, it's not shayach. Likewise, I can't write a get before I marry her because I can't divorce her if we're not married yet. It's not just a preparatory stage. It is, now there's another way to explain it, we'll get to. It is an etzem part of the but. Rather, an integral part of the Maisa Gerushin. Okay, if so, then, just what did the Rav add? The Tiferes Yaakov says, the ksiva is part of the Gerushin, not background. The Rav just asked things, says, we're talking here specifically about lishma. Lishma is the word that signifies that ksiva is part of the gerushin. If ksiva wouldn't have had to be lishma, then it would just be background preparation. Ksiva being lishma means that ksiva is part of the gerushin. If ksiva is part of the gerushin, then we understand why it's a davar sheb'erva and nidi shnayim. And in which case, if you would ask very simply, what is the svaras havamina and the svaras maskana, according to the Rav's way, sorry, we should give the Rav credit here, and it's Tiferes Yaakov Bechorah, give him credit also. He came first, even though he wasn't an Ari Yeshiva. It wasn't his fault, Ari Yeshiva wasn't founded. The question is, it's a Chakira in Sivas Haget. The Havmina is just a preparing materials to be used in the Maisa Gerushin, or no, it is part of the Maisa Gerushin. It is Ksivas Haget. No, Gerushin is a Ksivas Haget, but you need to be no saying a very, very well-prepared substance, or no, the whole point of Gittin is not to hand her something. Whole point of Gittin is to express his decision, and he expresses that by ksiva, and then communicates it to her through Nesina.
So if it's really not a background detailing part of the Gerush process, then how can we waive the need for Tuitim and Davar Sheb'erva just because Rov Bikin Lashma and Stam Sifra Zaini?
Oh, because Rov and Stam is as good as Tuitim, so we really have Tuitim.
So that would be good enough. You wouldn't need Tuitim by the Nesina Sagat, as long as you have whatever we have by whatever Chazaka role we would need.
Could be.
What about Kiddushin? We say for sure there's not enough by Kiddushin, no?
That gets tricky. Because here you get a Fichagin Bura Dabrin Kiyuma Dabr at some point. But it could be that every detail of Kiddushin might also need two Eidim, as long as two Eidim generally put two and two together. Right? Like, for example, the classic question, what if, you know, the view of the two Eidim is blocked again? I'm not saying any of us should be Mikol in this Lachachila. You know, we don't mess around with Chachila. The view of the two Eidim is blocked, and the Chassan's holding the ring, and all of a sudden they see it on the hand of the Kala, and they didn't see him give a turn. So the Shubas Maimonides says, oh, that's kosher, it's okay, because, like, obviously it got to her. You know, something's obvious. You don't always need two Eidim on it. So that doesn't bother me.
According to that, then, the implication is that the other Tzulim in the get are not part of the Kiddushin. So then what's the question later on? Why don't you worry about them?
So maybe there's an answer to that question. Why does the Gemara say there's no other answer to that question? No.
Just a good raya for this that Rav Moshe likes to bring is that the Rashbam in the Basra says from the moment the Baal decides to divorce his wife.
Yeah, that's what I hinted at before. Correct. That's what I hinted at by Rav Moshe. Means Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, that there's a famous, we'll get to it, Rashbam in the Basra. You know, this is merely a trailer or whatever they call it. Maybe even a spoiler. So I apologize for not alerting. But the famous Rishbam Baba Basra, who says from the moment of maybe even pre-Ksivas, from the moment of Ksivas Haget, already there's some hafka of the Ishus. Okay, we'll get to that.
Okay.
You know what? I hear what you're saying. Let's come. We'll come back to it at length. Al Zaga. It's only
Elul. It seems to me that the Shema that we're talking about here is very different from all the other examples. We don't need the Shema of Tzitzis or of Matzah for a specific person. And here, you can't have the Shema of, I'm making a get. It has to be for specific people that strengthens.
But that strengthens this idea. And of course, you might add, of course, what other Lishma needs to be for a specific person? The Shema of Karbanos, which would also fit very well with this. Well, Shema of Karbanos is not preparing a prop. It's doing the avoda, right? So in economy, that would work very, very nicely. Okay, this is now, this segues into, and here I'm not sure if I want to go so far as Morty indirectly implied. It's interesting to think about the question that all the Rishonim asked. Yeah, I'm not sure. But let's think about this question. All the Rishonim ask, Tosas the Ramaskal of Fisha and became Lashma, a very technical question. And they all give very technical answers. All the answers are super duper technical. Why were they only worried about Lafisha and became Lashma? I understand. Without trying to sound like a real Israeli Yid. You know, I understand the people in Chutz Laretz, they don't really know much about Torah. Their hearts are in the right place, but, not a Makom Torah. Okay, I've been insulted fewer people. That's still true nowadays about some countries in Chutz Laretz. All right, I'm not so Israeli. I know that New York's also a Makom Torah. But whatever, there are far out countries nowadays. They're not such a Makom Torah, and people aren't really bekeyim in very much. But why Dafka Lishma? Why didn't they worry about all the other possible things that could possibly get in? Tosfos says, for example, Mechubar, if you write it in Mechubar, possible to get. Shina Shoh Shema, you mess up the names. You write it during the day and you sign it at night. Meaning you write it with the date of the daytime and sign it at night, so that is actually Yishtar Mukhtam. Vichuli. And the Rishonim give many technical answers to why they were only Koshesh for Lishma and not anything else. The Rabbeinu Tam gives the most fascinating answer, and he makes a big historical assumption. What's Rabbeinu Tam's answer in Tosos? I think he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, does he not? Yeah. What's Rabbeinu Tam's answer? that it didn't mean they were ignorant, they never heard of it.
Except the dresser.
They didn't hold from it. It happened to be, it wasn't that in Chutz La'aretz they didn't know anything. No, they knew things in Chutz La'aretz. It just happened to be that the Jews in Chutz La'aretz didn't accept the rabbinic authority for this drusha, even though accepted for the other drushas. You ask me why they would accept the other drushas of Chazal and Hilchos Gittin, and they didn't accept this drusha of Chasav Lo Lishma. Okay, the answer is going to be, we weren't alive at the time, Mastama. There was some historical reason at the time why something happened and they didn't accept that drusha of Lishma. You know, it doesn't have to be a deep philosophical reason. Could be because, I don't know, there was like a fight between two people and one of them happened to give this drusha and the other one argued. But for some reason in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't fully accept rabbinic authority and they denied this drusha. And then you can't ask, so why didn't they deny the other drushas? Because it's not a matter of ignorance. It's just that they happen to have argued on this drusha. Who knows? We don't have a record of it. Maybe there were some rabbis in the old days who argued on the drusha of Lala Shema, and it happened to be, through some politics of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, that the Jews and the Chutz La'aretz followed that rabbi or something, and, you know, he convinced them to not agree with this drusha. So, says the Rebbe Tam, that it's not really in Bikiyan, but in a nearest land Iker drusha. They argued on this one drusha. Then you can't ask why they didn't argue on other drushas. That was their shita. Okay, I don't know that we have historical evidence for Rebbeinu Tam, but it could be. Why did Rebbeinu Tam make up a historical fact? Because he just thought it was such a strong kasha. That why would it be that they got get a problem with this drusha? What does Tosus at first bring without a name and reject as an answer to this question?
They were concerned for others.
That if Lav Dafka Lishma was just an example, okay, Tosos doesn't like this because, and the Ramban also quotes this, and doesn't like it. Because of the Kasha from Naftes, if you look, I didn't put it in brackets, if you're interested, if you look in the Tosos Rush, he comes up with an answer to that, he comes up with an answer to that Kasha. From Daf Tes, so you could defend this Shita, and the Tosfos Rosh actually gives a name. He says, "Who's the first Baal?" Right, obviously, whenever Tosfos starts saying "Ein Lomar," that means someone was Omer. Right, Tosfos doesn't say, you know, doesn't get up in the morning and say, you know, "Ein Lomar," that Muhammad was the true prophet, because no one holds that. Anyway, he doesn't get up in the morning and say, you know, "Ein Lomar," that we should walk upside down. He says, "Ein Lomar," when someone in the basement is saying. So it was the Riva. That's the Tosfos Rosh quotes. The Riva, which is the Havamina in our Tosfos and Rishonim, says Lav Davka. Lishma was just an example. Really, they weren't the Kiyam in anything. And he has to come and say that it's free of any Psulim. Exactly how, we'll see in a moment. What are some of the other technical answers? Anyone want to share one with us?
I think they said it was the Gemara thought that
what?
They thought that they were arguing whether he should say the word Lishma or not.
Ah, that definitely doesn't sound this way, which is why a lot of the Rishonim say that. Also, this seems to clearly be the pshat of the Rishonim. Not clearly. The Rishonim says, "Ein b'kiyam b'dik dukei din." The Rishonim works better than the Bavli. And the Bavli doesn't sound that way, because it talks about like why they didn't add the word Lishma. And then the question is, if it was Lav Davka, why would they not add the word Lishma? It talks about, okay, fine, say it, but that's a pshat. Correct. So says the Ramban in one of his bunch of answers there. Says the Ramban that one of his many answers. He says any psul that applies to all shtaros they know about. So like if you can say maybe it's they have the wrong date. Right? Or they messed up the names. Everyone knows that's true of all stars. What do you mean? And in monetary documents, you're allowed to write the wrong date and the wrong name. They know that. Lishma only applies to Gittin and not to Shar Staros. And therefore, they may not have been Bekiyim. And he says, Mechubar also is only Psul in Gittin. So he says, okay, but Mechubar is really not so shtiach. Like, what are the odds I'm going to write a get in Mechubar? You know, on a tree or something. It's just not, you know, that's not... It's a little small, it might not be so common, but that would really be almost impossible to envision. So says the Ramban, it's shtiach ve'eino noheg v'shar shoros. OK, Okay, without getting into all the examples, the Rambam gives another technical answer there. What does he say before that? He says, based on later in our Gemara, how do this, who's not Bekiyim? What? Who's not Bekiyim? What does it say at the end of our Amud? Who's not Bekiyim? The Sofer are not Bekiyim? They are. Stam Sofer Dinei Migmar Gmir. The Sofer are Bekiyim. The people, maybe 51% of them are Bekiyim, but 60% are Bekiyim, but 40% aren't. So the Sofer are more Bekiyim than the Balabatim. Makes a lot of sense. So he says, very simple, all these other things depend on the Sofer. Meaning all the other psulim have to do with the time of writing. Right? The Sofer shouldn't write the wrong date and the right wrong name and write it in Mechober, etc. But Lishma could be messed up by the Sofer, but it could be messed up not by the Sofer. Right? Because what will happen, there'll be two guys with the same name, whose wives have the same name, who live in the same town, and the Sofer will write for one of them, Lishma Kedasu Din, and say, here it is, go divorce your wife with it. And then, on the way, he'll meet his friend, says, crazy, I have to tell you, we're the same mazel, same town, same name, same wife, and you should hear how bad my wife is. Friend says, doesn't sound so bad. That's not so good. You should hear about my wife. And by the time they finish, the first guy says, Taka, maybe I should be satisfied with what I have, and decide not to divorce the wife. And the second guy says, can't believe you have such a better wife than I have. I want to get rid of her. So he says, great, take the get. All done. And the mistake can happen without involvement of a sofer. And that's why they're choshed only for Lishma. Okay.
Seems.
What?
That story is not very likely.
What do you mean? Didn't I just portray it very nicely? I mean, it seemed very reasonable. It seemed almost likely. Okay, I don't have to make it likely. I have to make it more likely than the other psulim. Right? So, it's eino taloi bisofer belvan. It's not only up to the sofer. It's also up to the guy. Right? And therefore, they were choshish more.
It's also the right to say that it's not shliach davka because sofer needs to write till they get them.
Correct.
Or till they start.
Correct. So this is, now, this is a, okay, they're all a stretch. Says the Ravid, it's more shliach mishum shesofer. And here he blames the sofer, meaning unlike the Ramban, he is blaming the sofrim. Mishum says sofrim kosvim tovse gitten the alulim litos the lichtov hatoref shalom lishma. What do we mean? What's the tofes in the Torah? Well, we'll have to learn about that. Tofes is the boring parts that are the same for him. The unimportant parts, like the fine print. And the Toref is the important information. In general, Toref always means like the important part, like some of you have a Shabbos or Chubas say, this fellow wrote me, and this Toref Devarah. Yeah, this is the main point of what he said. And it's like ours, like someone gives you a Tofes to fill out, right? They give you the Tofes, and it doesn't have anything important on it, just the filler stuff, right? And you have to write in the Toref. So the Sofrim would prepare a Tofes in advance. And then when the guy comes, they write the Torah. So he says, because only in Lishma are they like halfway getting to the, improper action. Because they're allowed to write the Tofes. It's a whole machlokes whether they're allowed to write the Tofes, but assuming that we possibly are. Therefore, it's more likely that they'll mess up when they're already doing something which is bordering on the psul, than that they'll mess up when they're not doing something that's bordering on the psul. Okay, Again, you could dray all day long, but let's take the Ravid's word for it. Anyone have any other pshatim? I think the Meiri has one pshat that we didn't say yet.
The others don't benefit the Baal.
Exactly. Good. I mean, the Meiri also said some of these. Like, everyone said many pshatim. I'm not mocking on the names here, because they're all, there's not really some conceptual hooks. Says the Meiri, right, that there's Hanas mamon. You make money. No other psul do you make money. But if I write to get wrong, I write it on a tree, whatever, I'm not going to make any money. But over here you can make money. How so? go back to this case. Let's see, you know, there are very cheap people out there. So the same people who, you know, buy the paper Dixie cups and wash them out and reuse them 12 times. So he wants to divorce his wife, but it costs money to hire the soaper. So the cheap fellow, he knows he has a neighbor with the same name. You know, he waits till they get into a fight and almost get divorced and then make up. Maybe even helps them make up afterwards in order to make sure he saves his money. Maybe even makes another fight first. And he says, you know what? You're not using that get anyway. Do you mind if I take it? I said, I'm not using it anyway. Go ahead. And then he saves his money. So this, again, not that the soaper would write it wrong. That's not going to save money. But if the Baal takes the get from someone else and uses it for himself, that was written for the same this guy, and he uses it for himself, then it'll save money. And they're only kosher of soul where it would cause a savings of money where there was a taiva. Okay. I mean, all of these, we could spend all day analyzing all these, well, is it really true, et cetera, but I don't think that would be the ideal team of Talmud Torah. So we'll just leave these as many technical answers. What Morty hinted at, perhaps Eve perhaps hinted at, by way of negation, but is that maybe would the Rav want to say that there's some lumdish answer to this question, that there are some things which are side problems in the get. And then there are some things which are be'etzem, he didn't do a gerushin here. If there's a side problem in the get, then, now, here you have to get into every psul and see, like, taka, what is, first of all, what does shina shmo ushma mean? You know, it's, you know, not so clear, right? Shina shmo ushma mean, the guy's name was Reuben and he called him Edward. You know, it might be something more subtle, as the Gemara explains on the Mishnah there. You know, what's wrong with shina shmo? I mean, that's a technical problem. Israel could lead to some misunderstanding. What's wrong with having the wrong date on the get? The Mark Fleming says that's a technical problem that could lead to some misunderstanding, you know, of one form or another, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What's wrong with writing Shalol Lishma? So you say, no, what's wrong with writing Shalol Lishma is not that you had some technical flaw in what you did. It's that you, be'etzem, didn't do a gerushin, right? Meaning, this wasn't written for the sake of my gerushin. Meaning it wasn't written as part of the process of my gerushin. There's no makasav law. It's not just, you don't have the tenai of law lishma. That's what the Rav is saying, is that you didn't do makasav law the pasuk. Not that you did makasav, but it didn't meet all the requirements. No, if you didn't do lishma, you didn't do makasav law. Someone else wrote something, but it wasn't written as part of your gerushin. If it wasn't written as part of your gerushin, then you didn't do a nice gerushin. And so, now, I'm not sure if that's a good answer to this question or not, because the question is a technical question, and maybe you shouldn't give a lumdish answer. Maybe you say, no, the answer has to do with how likely something is to lead to Eishesish and Mamzerus and problems in Yochsin, not whether you conceptually think it's more important or less important. So that's why I'm not wedded to this, and I didn't see the Rav say it, but sure, if you want to, go out on a limb, perhaps you could say, and right, so Binyamin was asking me all those questions, and I say, you're right. Maybe Ulai Yesh Lahazir LP Yisod of the Rav Vetzorich Ion, because maybe you need a technical answer to this question, not a lumdish answer to this question, but perhaps you can say they're more worried, not that's more likely, but they're made their Xeras, they're more worried in making their Xeras about things that are an etzem part of the Gerushin than about something that is merely a side problem.
Not jumping in too much, the chashash of this question might be related to, like, in our sugya, is the chashash about laws, or is it actually the chashash that it could be of soul? Because if you think it's important that it's shriya, then there's actually something that could actually be wrong, versus saying, oh, that's a plausible claim that one could now be lois about.
Okay, interesting.
Just wondering, the answer for the second one that you brought up, Shem the Ramban, that it's totally the sofer. Why is Mukdam not Talib the Sofer? Meaning, if we have the same issue if he uses someone else's get, right? It's still a problem of it being written on the wrong day.
No. It's being written and signed on different days. Those are all a matter. We're assuming that the Sofer also, the Edid, the Sofer also takes care of the signature. It's not about when it's given, it's about when it's written and signed. It's about when it's written and signed. Okay, how did that. Why doesn't the Gemara talk about when it's given? That's the Rishon of Deal Adaf Yud Zayin. That's a good question, and depending on the answer to that question, you may or may not have a point, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara about when it's given. Okay, fine. Get the word, please. Okay, so now I just want to read through this Gemara a little more and just get perhaps some of the technical points down in exactly the nature. So, okay, maybe to stick some lundish into this technical question. I am certainly not guaranteeing anything. It's a long shot. And if not, there's plenty of technical answers. So let's just chazer again what the chashash is here. Lefi she'ein b'kiyam l'shma. Okay, what exactly is the problem of lefi she'ein b'kiyam l'shma? We could go in different orders. Let's discuss one question. Oh, they're not b'kiyam l'shma. How does it help to say b'fani echtam if the chashash is not b'kiyam l'shma? Keep in mind, for Rava it makes perfect sense. Rava says we're afraid it's forged. Okay, but if they saw it written and signed, then it wasn't forged. This fellow says, he says, you're bringing a get. Maybe it's a forged get. Maybe an accomplice of the woman gave you this get to deliver, and the Baal will come and say, lo dubim, lo yar, I never wrote this get, I never had this get signed, I never sent this get, I don't know what you're talking about, it's all forged. So the guy comes and says, what do you mean? I saw them write the get, and I saw them sign the get. So he testifies that it's an authentic get. But according to Rabba, he saw it written, he saw it signed. How does that prove that it is l'shma? Okay. So what are the two basic shitas about this? Right. How does funny enough help? By the way, that Gimel and Aleph does have a mina. He should say b'funi nechta v'shma, b'funi nechta v'shma. That would solve the problem, but he doesn't. Where says that's too long. For whatever reason, that's too long, he doesn't. How does just b'funi nechta v'funi nechta help? So here we have a fundamental machlokas rishonim. What is the fundamental machlokas rishonim? What does Rashi say on the base of the base? Right. How does b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam help? So why does Rashi end up base and base?
Mele shaylin enle.
Shaylin, it doesn't help. It's just the intro. He gets a bezdin together and says b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei. He might have just given it to the girl Stam. But he has to get a bezdin together and make a formal ritual declaration b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Once he gets a bezdin and makes a formal ritual declaration, funny enough, they know they're supposed to ask him, okay, tell me more about how it was Panecha Nechtam and how it was Panecha Nechtam. And they clarify everything that needs to be clarified, right? This would even work for the Riva Yerushalmi, there are many psulim, they clarify everything, but at the very least they clarify Lishma. So here is Rashi on the face of the biz, says, Shailing our way. Okay. We ask him, okay, that would be fine. Tosvos. Okay. Tosvos, the end of Masalafi, doesn't think so. Why doesn't he think so? Mostly an argument of silence. The Gemara should have said so someplace. Maybe the Gemara even said Nafgun Kim Rav and Rav, so you have to ask him for his Lashma. That's not Zvikashi. You say that's obvious. And what Tosa says, look at what Rashi says on Daf Gimel and Aleph. And what's the other possibility? Tosos and Rashi on Daf Gimel and Aleph. He calls there an Inami or something. What does he technically call it? An Inami. Inami. He says, no, you don't have to ask him anything. He never says you ask him stoma. Lishma made it. Right? He's saying, if he stomps in funny nechtam, funny nechtam, he means funny nechtam, lishma. Okay. Why does a stam mean the funny nechtam, lishma? Well, he just said funny nechtam. How do we know that that means that it was lishma? So here you have two days in the Ramban and the Ran and others, but I think I put the Ran on the sheet. It just says it very clearly. What are the two ways of explaining why it's Stam Lishma? No, but how do we know he means Lishma? Maybe he's just saying it was written. I saw it being written. I saw it being signed, and he's not saying anything about the thing about Lishma. How do we know he means it was Lishma? So, what are the 2 days of the run? Either he's a big lamdan, or we just use our common sense, right? What are the 2 days? One day is he says, why are they asking me if it was pani nechta, pani nechta? Why do they care? Clearly he knows, it doesn't make a difference who saw it being written. Why do they care? They must mean it has to be lishma. So, you know, but he's like darshaning himself like a Mishnah or a Pasuk, right? Since I'm saying something that is trivial and doesn't seem too important to say, it's obvious that they must mean that I must mean something more. Okay, so that's one possibility. Yeah. I have to admit, you know, it seems to be a bit of a chiddush to make everyone such a big genius.
Well, you can say the opposite. The fact that they want me to say the Tanakh, doesn't that the only issue? That
okay, fair enough. So, what are the 2 days in the Ran and others? One day is, right? I don't know. You must have a nice lotion for this. Hold on, they've changed the page on me. Still not used to this. Someday, like the Grusthom will never have known there was an old page before it was Vahadar. And they'll wonder why I keep saying they changed the page. But he says, the main armor has shlich lumbled or bottom of the mission of Nichol Nichol Fanny. Shall I mean, no, she's Sivir Sivir Hitch, she's Sula, Vilo Nichol Shmaya Omer.
He figures out, he knows that they only ask him whether it's the fun of to check for irregularities. Okay, maybe it doesn't have to be such a lambda. He says, why are they asking me if I saw Miksiv Vafsima? Must be because they're checking for irregularities. So if anything happened strange, he would have said so. Therefore, if he didn't say so, nothing happened strange. Okay, this would even cover other psalim. Then he'd say, you know, if it was written on a tree, then he would say something. Say, you're asking me if I saw it written? Yes, but you should know, I'm not sure, I never saw it written on a tree before. You know, while it was still attached to the ground, etc. That's one possibility. The other possibility is just that if he saw it written, it's highly unlikely it would be Shalol Lishma. Keep in mind the scenario of Shalol Lishma. What's the scenario of Shalol Lishma? He found the other guy and he, you know, the other guy with the same name gave him the get. As unlikely as that is, how much more unlikely would it be that the shliach of the second guy happened to be there when the first guy ordered the get and saw it written and signed? That would be highly unlikely. Or even some other scenario. It would be unlikely the shliach of the second husband, of the second guy with the same name, you know, happened to have been there when the first guy ordered to get written and signed. Mistama, if he saw it written and signed, why? That's because he was with the Baal, but he's the Baal's butler the whole time. He's the Baal's right-hand man, right? And therefore, he was there to get it written, and he was there to get it signed, and he was there to bring it. Or everyone in Chutz La'aretz knows you need to say funny nech, funny nechtam. So the Baal said, come, Mr. Shliach, come see the writing and the signing. So therefore, I think that's a good enough answer. He just says it's very unlikely that the shliach would witness the ksiva v'chasima if it wasn't lishma. Keep in mind, what are we worried about? We're not worried about that the sofer is some evil demon who's like, you know, the Baal's going to order writing, he's going to say, I order getting and say, I'm writing Shalol Lishma. No, we're worried about these weird mix-ups, like the sofer wrote it to practice and then the guy got it, or the sofer wrote it for one guy and another guy the same name took it. And in those things, probably the Baal's agent wouldn't have been there. Okay, so we have an adequate explanation. Let's go on to the Gemara a little. We left off in the Gemara about 2.5 lines from the end. Rov b'kiyum hein. Why does one aid work? After all, he's never responsible for shnayim. We had on the board before. No, because midoraisa, you don't need any edim of lishma. After all, you don't need edim for everything midoraisa, right? Otherwise, ain't l'dover self, right? What you need ask them to bring edim that it's permanent ink, to bring edim that, you know, it wasn't written by a monkey. To bring, obviously we're not choshesh for unlikely things. You only need edim for things which we're mesupik about.
It says, Rov became Eid. We have a Rov. You don't need any Eid in this Lashma. Rov became Lashma. Vafilar made a Chayish Miyot. Even our mayor's Chayish for Miyot. He's only. Some of you are showing me the language. Chayish for a Miyot. When it's a Miyot HaMotsoi. Right? A common Miyot. And not when it's a ridiculously unlikely Miyot. Right? It means not Choshis that a monkey wrote to get. And in this case, it's not even a Miyot HaMotsoi. The Stam Safri Dayan Big Rov Miyot. Stam is more than Rov. Stam means there is a Miyot, but it's Eino Motsoi. It's not an 80%. It's a 99%. Stam Safri Dayan Migmur. Kmiri Rabban Huda Atzer. And therefore, Mida Araisi, you don't need any Eidim. It's only Mida Rabban you need Eidim. They were Choshish for the small Miyot of cases where Bishalol Lishma. And since it's only Rabbanan, they can make whatever rules they want. Right? But Hachim Shemi Gunna Kula Rabbanan. Since it's only Rabbanan, they have the right to make whatever rules they want. They would have required two Eidim Mida Rabbanan, because why not? Meaning, if there's a Drabbanan Shash about Dabashir Erevah, why not require two Eidim? But because of the Egon, they said it's only one aim, and they're allowed to say it's only one aim, it's only Drabbanan anyway. Okay, very straightforward, at least so far. Now we just have to ask ourselves, what exactly is the chashash? One stan safri zaini migmar gmiri, what exactly is the chashash? So, what exactly is the chashash? So what does, what does Rashi say? Right, what's the line here? Rabbanan hu da'atzrach. De'atzrach. Right? What are they afraid might have happened? After all, stam safi dani migmar gmiri. So what are they afraid might have happened? So what does Rashi say? What are they afraid might have happened? Like we saw.
Why'd you get with his name?
Exactly. They're not Choshish the Sofer. Stam Safri Dayan Migmar Gmiri. They're not afraid of that, but they're only afraid that someone might have found someone with the same name, like the scenario I explained before, which shows how we might be Choyom, and taken the get from him. So it says Rashi, they're not Choshish the Sofer making a mistake. Nobody. Which is against some of the other Rishonim here. They're not Choshish the Sofer making a mistake. They're only Choshish, says Rashi, they're only Choshish that Matza ben Iro Sheshmo Kishmo Vechuli. For the scenario that the Baal makes a mistake without any involvement of the Sofer. Obviously, that's an unlikely thing to be Choshish for, but that's what they were Choshish for. Okay, Tosos has a problem with this. What is Tosos's problem? Now, this Tosos's problem has to do with a lot of very chumer. I apologize, by the way. If you're upset that every time you read two lines of anything, I say, this is a big sugya, we're going to have to discuss it all year. Just, that's what happens when you start a Masechet, like it. But don't worry, by June 15th, I hope everyone will be satisfied. But what does Tosos say here? Tosos says, hold on a second. He says, A, we're not Choshish, we have a rule. Right? But some of the Shun point out, we're not Choshish for two people with the same name in the same town. That's called the Shnei Yosef Shimon. And he says, and if you say no, but it's known there are two people with the same name in the same town, then you have a bigger problem. Because of what Tosos calls Muchach Mitoko. Tosos would like us to believe that rabbis have found in the Gemara. And Tosos says, hold on a second. He says, if there really are two guys with the same name in that town, then they get Pasul Midaraisa, because it doesn't say who's the worst. It's not Mucha Mitoko. In the get does not identify what happened. There's no proof of what happened in the get. Tosos thinks that at least when you're a mayor, you need Mucha Mitoko. Okay, that actually doesn't need to bother Rashi, because as we'll see, Rashi doesn't hold that whole concept. And then Tosos, a few kashas, the Maisa. What does Tosos say in the end? What does Tosos say in the end? What are we worried about? What? He's worried that the sofer wrote it for practice, but he has to add, well, we're worried the sofer wrote it for practice, but what does he add? We're not really worried that the sofer wrote it for practice. Rather, we're just worried on lies. The husband might say the sofer wrote it for practice. It's highly unlikely. Stam safri dayan migmar gmiri. We're worried the husband might say he wrote it for practice, and that would be a problem. So it says Tosos. He says, if the laws of that the sofer kasav lehislame just for practice, the Tosus Rush here in the parallel to Tosus adds, there's another thing that it could be that the sofer would have done wrong. Why else might he have written Shalol Lishma not for practice? He he might have heard a rumor of marital discord in a certain couple and written it in advance before the husband decided to divorce his wife, and that's in search of the Lishma for reasons that we will explain further on. So just, you know, if you want to add the Tosfos Rush. Oh, Shama Ketata the Kasav, which is called Shlo Lishma. You say, why is it called Shlo Lishma? He had in mind the right guy and the girl. He just hadn't, they just hadn't decided to get the worst yet. Okay, we will get that. I'll put that in parentheses. The Ramban and the Ritva here, I think they suggest that maybe it's a combination. Right? Says the Ramban and the Ritva, they say it's a Seiruf shall Dilma Matzah Ben Iro Vechuli Ve Miuta De Miuta De Sofrem, right? De Einam Bekiem, who would then do what Tosos says. They combine Rashi and Tosos. They say, you know, just the fact that he might have found a friend with the same name, that's too unlikely. Just the fact that Sofer might have written it as Lamed, that's too unlikely. Sofer knows better. Maybe put two of them together, that's why they were Choshish. Okay, so what scenario were they Choshish for? We have a Machlok. Yes? Yes?
I'm on the Gemara here. The Gemara doesn't ask on Rabbo. Like, the Gemara in Chulin is partial that the Miu chain him up, so you don't have to do anything. You can summit on the road, Gemara. How come over here they got so excited?
Okay, so I think that's why. If you ask, why are they choshish for if Stam Migma Gumiri, why are they worried? So I think the answer is going to be either like Rashi, Stam Migma Gumiri, but they're worried about the Baal meeting someone with the same name.
Then
maybe that's Matzah. That or the Ramban and Ritva, there works. There's two possible problems, even if both of them are in a Matzah. Or the simple answer, where Tosfos most you've shown him say in the end, they weren't really worried about it, they worry about Laz. Why in Chulin don't they worry about a Miyachain and Matzoi? Here they do. It's in Chulin. If there's a Miyachain and Matzoi, it's not going to cause social problems. Over here, even though they're not really worried about it, they're worried about that the husband could be Motzi Laz, and that could be a big problem for the wife. That's a simple answer, no?
But if the Miyut is Matzoi, then you're basically saying that the Miyut is Matzoi. So then you have the whole thing Matzoi Kishani with the Chashad, the right for the Rabbanah.
Meaning, yeah, that's only Heichad the Efshel of Ruri. Everyone agrees the guy went away, you don't have to be in virus. They wouldn't have to take it to Kana. Jake?
Are we saying that it's Seir of Baal finding someone with the same name and the Seir of Mind writing a small creates the Chashat of Laz? Or that that was the real Chashat?
You could go either way. The Ritva actually says just Laz, though. But you could have gotten. The truth is, you could take maybe most of these and go either way. Even if you want, you can take Tosos instead of Miyut She'eino Matzoi is a real chash, although then you have to ask Akasha, why are we not Choshe Miyut She'eino Matzoi anywhere else in the Torah? And you have to say, you know, Chumra the Ancious Ish or something. But Agav, I will just point out something interesting that I don't know if this is Lishitasi or not. You know there's a difference between Rashi and Bezim and Bezim, Gimelim and Aleph? Sometimes you wonder why there's a difference between Rashi and Bezim, Bezim, Gimelim and Aleph. It's not such a stark difference because in Gimelim and Aleph he says both Shatim. Right? Over here. This is his first shot. But it's interesting. I wonder if, perhaps you could say, if you took the second opinion of the Ran, I think that was the order of the Ran, that my second is his second, you could say, I'm Bezim and Bez. They didn't yet know Stam Sefer Dining and Gemur. They mamish thought the Sofrim would just make mistakes all the time and write it randomly. Then, how do you know the Sofer didn't write it randomly? If that was a common thing for Sofer to do, you'd have to ask him. By the time you get to Gimel and Aleph, they know Stam Sofer Dayan Migamuri. They're only worried about he met another guy in the street and the guy gave him a get. For that, Rashi says, maybe ask him, or for that, maybe you don't have to ask him, because Mestom, if he saw it written, that means he didn't meet a guy in the street. So I think that, you know, if Rashi had only said the second shot in Gimel and Aleph, I would say for sure that's why he changed his mind. But even so, it could be why did he change his mind from one shot with an Inami? Maybe you don't need to answer. Stop me throwing an Inami. But if you say, why did he change his mind? So on Bezim and Bez, he wouldn't have said the Inami. On Bezim and Bez, when we thought Lo Lishma was rampant all over the place, the only way to make sure it was Lishma would be to ask him. By the time he gets to Gimel and Aleph, no, we don't think they do Shlo Lishma all day long. They're making a Gemini. We only think he might have met someone on the street. If we only think he might have met someone on the street, then maybe you should ask him to be on the safe side, or maybe Menastam be sorted, and that means the guy didn't meet someone on the street. So I still think it's a good deal in Rashi that the difference between the Havamina that the Sofrim didn't know and the Maskana that the Sofrim didn't know were only Choshesh for the Baal, Lishitase, explains why he changed his mind over here from Beis and Beis to Gimel and Aleph. I don't think it's coincidence.
See, the Pnei Yeshua says that.
And the Pnei Yeshua says that. Great. Baruch Sheki
Banti. Does Cyril mean and, or does it mean
or? Means, or, maybe A happened or B happened, which is more likely than just A or just B. Yes, clearly. Okay, so, Viter, let's just ask the more serious question. Is this a real shash or shash laz, right? Simple question. Are we really choshesh for shalol lishma? Okay, who thinks we're really choshesh for shalol lishma? Who thinks we really suspect it might be shalol lishma? Again, for Tosos, it might be a little less likely, because if Stan Safri, Migmar, Miri, and we're choshesh the sofer messed up, that would be less likely. But who thinks we're really choshesh?
Rashi.
Rashi says, we're really choshesh. The Mechas, the Melsers, and the Ikad Ashtaf, we're really choshesh it happened. Stam Sifrit, Zaini, Migmar, Miri, yes. But Stam husbands aren't Migmar, Miri, and maybe this happened. Again, how often does it happen? We're choshesh. But Rashi says, the real shash. Says Rashi, Choshishin Shehaget Niftav Shelo Lishma. Tosos, a little bit Lishitase, and most Rishonim. Tosos says, nah. Tosos says, I don't understand. It's Stam Safri Design Migmar Miri. It can't be a metaphor of the same name, because there aren't two people like that name in the town in a Stam. And if there were two people that name, it would be a bigger problem, which we'll come back to. The it can't be the sofer messed up, because Stam Safri Design Migmar Miri. What's the problem? The problem is Laz. And that answers, why are we more, if you ask, why are we more hoshish for crazy things here than Maseches Chulin, Joel asked? Okay, for Rashi, you could answer, because Maseches Chulin is not a Chumravacious Isha Mamzeiros, and here it's a Chumravacious Isha Mamzeiros. We have to be more careful. On the one hand, we should be good, but on the other hand, we should be Chumravacious Ish. For Tosus, the answer is clear. Why are we not Chosh in Chulin? Because in Chulin, that meets this, that meets that. No one's gonna start rumors about it. Over here, you know, this is much more juicy, and there's a lot of baggage going on here when people get divorced. You know, I don't know if you've ever been involved in a contested divorce, even an uncontested divorce. You know, there's a lot of baggage going on, there's a lot of rumors floating around, and therefore we're not worried about the Aveira being Avon Makom Ali with the MS Kapi Shmaya Galya. We're worried about the societal implications of someone being able to spread lies, even though we don't think it's true. So it says Tosos that it's a shash of laz. The Ritva says similarly it's a shash of laz. Most Rishonim agree with Tosos that laz. The Meiri would go with Rashi. The Ritva would go with Tosos, and many Rishonim would go with Tosos that just a shash of laz. The Ritva adds one thing. He says, what's the problem of laz? The problem of laz is, it's interesting, what's so bad about laz? So Tulsa doesn't say what's so bad about laz. He just assumes laz is a bad thing. Maybe the problem with laz is just that it upsets the social order. The Ritva says more simply, libo nokfo. No one's going to want to marry her because they hear this rumor. And Echnami, halachically we don't trust this rumor. But, okay, everyone says, yeah, halachically I understand we paskin that she's okay, but like, I don't want to take a chance myself, right? Panash, this is nachlasi. Okay, so, but it's the same basic idea, you know, libo nokfo, that any potential suitor will be too nervous to marry her. It's the societal implications, not the chash of an actual psul. The Tosos has a famous kasha on Rashi here. Tosos, kasha on on Rashi is from the Gemara in Daf Hey. Where does Tosa say? Tosa says Dibur Maskel Lefi says it said in the Forge of Haman Aleph Hu Atzmo Shevi Gito and Itzor Shem Fani Nechta Fani Nechta Ma'ish Tehu Mishlucha Chashina Shem Lanasa Lishma. Right? Says hold on. If the Baal brings it, he doesn't have to say Fani Nechta Fani Nechta. So if you say we're going to forge get, I understand. The Baal brings it himself. He's admitting it's not a forged get. But If we're afraid of Shalol Lishma, if we're afraid, no, Taka, a mistake was made Shalol Lishma, then just because the Baal brought it, who says a mistake wasn't made? So Tosa says, but the Gemara there explains. Says, the Gemara says, you know why it's okay? If the Baal brings the get himself, he's not going to be ma'ariv. What are we assuming? If the Baal brings the get himself, he's not going to complain later. He gave for the get with his own, he handed over the get. Why would he ever question it later? If the Baal sends a shliach with the get, then he might come and question it later. Not just question according to Rava, say it was forged. Even according to Rava, he might come and question it. Why would he question it more if he sent it through a shliach? If he gave it over himself, he like in his mind had this finality of I am doing this, it's over and done with. He's not going to start questioning it. If he sent it through a shliach and says, in 3 months my wife will be divorced, then he doesn't have a feeling of finality, of closure. And then 3 months he'll think this, he'll think that, he'll change his mind, he'll get into a mood, and he might decide, nah, I want to go and change my mind. And possible this get. Okay, so Tos says it's pretty mafurish in the word of Ham and Aleph, and that's why almost everyone disagrees with Rashi. It's pretty mafurish in the word of Ham and Aleph that we're not really choshish for Shalol Shema. If we're really choshish for Shalol Shema, then even if the Baal brought it, we should be choshish Shalol Shema from Medina Sayyam. And we should at least require funny Achtam, whatever. You know, it seems pretty clear that we're only choshish for the Baal to be Ma'arir, and we're not choshish. We're only choshish for Laz. And we're not choshish for true Shalol Lishma. We're only choshish for him saying Shalol Lishma. Why do we only choshish for him saying? Because we don't think it's true. We're just choshish that he'll be multi lots, he'll say it falsely. So this seems to be a very, very good proof. And that's what almost all the Rishonim do. Tosos, right? There's a Raya from Daf Hey of an Aleph. Okay, we have to technically get out of this Raya, and the technical getting out of this Raya may or may not create some strange philosophical implications. But the hour is late, there's only one Chok Lo Yavar rule for a pulpit rabbi you must never violate, which is never go late past the time of Tzeis Shabbos. Then you will be immediately fired. There's only one rule for Magid Shir: never go late past lunchtime. Then you will immediately be fired. So my great Rebbe, Rav Lichtenstein, if anyone ever learned in the Gush back in the day, he would always go 20 minutes into lunchtime. Part of being a Rav Lichtenstein Shir meant eating only side dishes, 2 days a week. But since I'm not Rav Lichtenstein, we'll have to pick up with this Amir Tzashem next time. So next time we'll just spend a few minutes finishing up the technicalities of this song.